Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or you're aware of a person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Hello, Uganda. Good morning, Africa. And thank you for staying tuned to Witness Radio. This is The Dawn, and we are always here to kickstart your day every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. Kindly follow us on all our social media platforms like X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, on Instagram at Witness Radio, and Facebook at Witness Radio Uganda. You can tune in live on our website at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. In case you'd like to chat with us, please do so through our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or you can call us directly on +256 414 697 221. Coming up is Let's Go Green by Angela Katatumba. A lot is coming up. Don't touch the dial.
Yo, this is a message for everybody. Let's get together and save Mother Nature.
Let's go green.
Let's go green.
Keep it clean.
And let's keep it clean.
Let's go green.
Forecast is not the same anymore. Oh, causing poverty, famine, disease, and death. Seasons have changed. Things don't happen the way that they did before. Oh, now there's floods, landslides, droughts, and many more. Where are we headed for?
Let's go green.
Let's go green.
Keep it.
wise. Nature keeps us all alive, so it needs to be reprised. Stop and think, wipe your eyes, be wise. For how long shall we watch our forests get downsized? So when did you last show care? And when did you last lend a hand? Let's plant trees, stop littering the streets, and let all the garbage go into recycle bins. And I like to see a world without global warming. Forget the past mistakes, we're moving forward. No turning back now that we got forewarning. It's up to us, I hope you keep your mind
let's
open.
Let's go green.
Oh, let's go green.
Keep it clean.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices across the globe.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, the only station that connects local and indigenous communities across the globe. The Dawn is the program you are listening to, where we delve into the latest pressing issues that shape our communities and livelihoods. However, catch us live on our website at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting our Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. In our program today, we look at one of the most challenging issues of our time, environmental conservation. As Uganda continues to grapple with the effects of climate change, deforestation, and land degradation, there has never been a more urgent call to action. Today, we inform you about an inspiring activity of hope, restoration, and collective responsibility, the Roots Campaign, also known as Running Out of Trees Campaign. This is a nationwide initiative championed by the government of Uganda through the Ministry of Water and Environment in partnership with 70 other institutions from the private sector, civil society organizations, and community-based organizations. The campaign was initially launched in 2020 with a bold and simple message: every Ugandan should plant at least one tree every year. With over 40 million people in the country, this would translate to 40 million trees annually, which is a massive step towards reversing environmental degradation and restoring Uganda's precious biodiversity. But what exactly is the Roots Campaign? Why was it started? Who are the key players involved? And most importantly, what kind of impact has it had so far? In today's program, we'll explore these questions and more. We'll take you through the journey of how the campaign was born, the challenges faced, success stories from various regions, and the ambitious vision for the future. The tools being used to track progress, such as the Tree Adaption app, and the innovative ways communities are being mobilized to protect and nurture the trees they plant. This year, the 50th National Tree Planting Day will be held on 3rd October, with the national celebration taking place in the Busoga region, specifically at Busoga College, Muiri. This marks the first time the climate event is being hosted in this part of the country. The selection of Busoga is deliberate, a region once known for its agricultural productivity but now facing serious degradation, partly due to sugarcane monoculture and deforestation.
Wake up to the stories that matter most. Land, people, and the environment. Tune in to The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning companion bringing you fresh, reliable news and insights on land rights and environmental issues from across Africa. From the struggles of farming communities to the victories of climate justice defenders, to the hidden stories of land grabbing, you'll hear it all first thing in the morning. Join us every morning, starting at 5 to 6 a.m. East African Standard Time on Witness Radio for The Dawn. Stay informed, stay inspired, and rise with the truth. The Dawn at Witness Radio, shining a light on land and environment in Africa.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Ahead of the main event, a unique pre-event activity, the Muiri Old Boys Homecoming Walk, was scheduled for the 27th of September, kick-starting the event. Whether you're a student, farmer, teacher, business person, or policy maker, all nationals, this conversation is for you. Because protecting our environment isn't just the responsibility of government or environmentalists, it's up to all of us. In a one-on-one conversation with a senior forest official at the Ministry of Water and Environment, Ms. Irene Nanyondo, we delve deeper into the Roots campaign, its significance, and how you can be part of this transformative national movement.
I want to appreciate that so much, the good work you do in creating awareness among community and extending these great messages and insights to the masses, to the lower grassroots. In 2019, I should say, we conceptualized what we call the Running Out of Trees campaign. That was towards the end of the year. And the Running Out of Trees campaign, the vision was, and this was not done by only the ministry, it was done in collaboration with private sector, and by then we were closely working with Uganda Brewery. But now we have so many partners, over 70 partners on board. And the vision was that as a country, we are experiencing high levels of degradation, but largely, there is also less interest of the masses to plant our indigenous trees. When you talk of our indigenous trees, we talk about the Musizi, the Mavule, the Mahogany, the Intercessa. Name them wherever you come from. There are those indigenous trees that people are no longer interested in growing, and yet they contribute a very high, a great deal of biodiversity to our country, because that is one of the things that the country is known for, its great biodiversity. So our cause was to implore every Ugandan to plant at least one tree every year, and that will culminate into 40 million trees. So that's why the campaign is Roots, 40 million trees. Mm. And our vision was to see every Ugandan plant one tree on that very day, on what we call the National Tree Planting Day. But over the years, we have realized this can be realized through the two seasons that we have as a country. We have the March, May season, and then we also have the August, November rain season. So we climax this planting with a national tree planting day. Every year we decide on it, but also we rotate this planting across the different regions in the country. Yes, you asked who is leading. It is Government of Uganda through the Ministry of Water and Environment and in collaboration with private sector. There are so many, I cannot name, but we have banks, we have insurance companies, we have the kingdom, we have other institutions such as Rotary, we have NGOs, we have CBOs, we have media like you. Generally, we are getting almost everyone involved. And they say, yes, when we did start, that was 2020, it started with Iran. We had Iran that was flagged off by the then Speaker of the Parliament of Uganda, the Honorable Alintwala Kadaga. And over the years, we have had different engagements. But yes, we've had the climaxes. We've not had a year where we have achieved 40 million trees, but we had a year in 2021 where we did almost half, that is 25 million trees. This is an initiative we are doing with the Government of Uganda in collaboration with different partners. I should say one of the biggest challenges that is affecting or hindering us to achieve this target is the fact that as a country for long, we have been working in silos. There has been that individualism in terms of different organizations doing it, being and not having a common reporting center. But now, over the years, this is something we are harmonizing. Because there are so many players in the forest sector, if we all sat in one room and all reported through one channel, I am 100% sure that this is a target that we should realize. And yes, there are mechanisms that are in place. We currently have, because one of the pillars of the Roots campaign is monitoring and reporting. And we have had worked with one of our partners, that is Tree Adoption, over the years to put together a tree mapping and monitoring hub app, which they have in place called the Tree Adoption app. But also mapping out these trees, like each individual tree is one of the most costly things that we experience. Reaching out to every planter and making sure that whoever plants is able to map this tree is still a very big challenge, but we are working towards improving our statistics. We have put in place structures we have actually one of the achievements now. We have a fully established secretariat for the Roots campaign that is being hosted by Environment Alert. This is an NGO. So the management of the Roots is currently outside the Ministry of Water and Environment headquarters and being managed by administration, fully empowered in terms of human resource, in terms of, basically in terms of human resource, to ensure that they reach out to as many people as possible in terms of spreading the gospel and the objectives of the Roots campaign. And I should say that this year we have onboarded quite a number of partners, because is through these synergies that's when you can be able to register a large number of improvements in terms of quantities of trees planted in numbers, but also the actual monitoring and maintenance of these trees by the individual partners. So we are seeing some great improvement in the campaign. I told you one of the pillars of the Roots campaign is MRV, is monitoring, reporting, and verification of these trees. Yes, we have a Committee on Monitoring and Evaluation. And over the years, with the legal resources, with the constraints in resources, we have done a bit of monitoring through sampling, and over about 70, I think we have a total of over 75 million trees planted over the past year, and we have done monitoring of about 15%. It is still extremely low because reaching out to every site, and given that there is largely we plant, we use what we call the landscape restoration approach. You don't have to have so many in one place. You're scattering maybe 10, one tree, depending on where you plant. So we have not been able to reach out to everyone. But like I said, we have the tree adoption app where you can actually, me and you in my office here, if my that tree is mapped and captured in that app, I am able to see, to monitor it on my phone. And also we have a Crobo tool that we have developed this year that we are yet to deploy and train the different farmers on how to use to do self-reporting. So monitoring has been done, but to a smaller extent because of the limitations around logistics and the actual human resource to reach to every school. So anyone who has undertaken a bit of tree planting, it has its challenges. It also depends on a number of issues. One is the actual climatic condition. Because if we are speaking of 5 years, if the plant is in this industry, they have not gone beyond 5 meters. They are still growing with the fact that indigenous trees take some time to develop. But the picture, what I can say is we have had about, for those that we have monitored, survival rates between 60 to 70. But there are also areas you go to and the survival rates are much lower than 60 or 70, going down to 30 to 40. But the challenges in these places are usually when we call out for people to plant. Because we don't reach everyone there. And this is something that is done with a number of partners. For example, media, or for example, I can say a given radio station can choose to plant maybe in a given school and they do not protect these trees so well, and probably they have planted them off-season, so you find that these trees are dying because of a number of factors, lack of protection, the seasonality approach. But some of the issues that we're experiencing is sometimes we plant trees where they are not supposed to be planted, much as we are calling out for people to plant. There are places, for example, very hard rocks that do not accept root penetration. But also you may find yourself planting an incisive in Karamoja where it cannot grow well. So there are a number of issues, and one of the greatest issues is what we call matching the right tree to the right size, okay? Yeah. But also matching the tree to the right season. So yes, these are some of the features we are experiencing as we do our monitoring. But also we have very good results, especially here in the central. We've had some great initiatives with Buganda Kingdom under the Chiwira Chakabaka. We are having the good results coming out from there. We have 1 million trees planting in the Buwenji, Chisoro. The survival rates are very good. Yes, there are areas where the survival rates are actually even 690, but there are areas where the survival rates can go below 30. The most feasible way to determine is, for one, before they go into that landscape. Okay, between me and you, even if you are not a forester, one thing you need to first figure out is which trees are native to this place, especially for indigenous trees. For the exotic, the likes of eucalyptus and pine, also they have their dynamics. But now we're speaking of the exotic, I mean the indigenous. If they walk into, for example, Central Region. What is common to Central Region? Am I introducing a species that is not common to Central Region? So largely, what has been common to that area will thrive, but what has been introduced is likely to fail. So as effects, yes, we have some of those lists. Of course, they are not exhaustive, indicating what grows best where. What can I put in Karamoja region? What can I put in the North Moist, that is Lamu, Kitgum? What can I put there? Which trees grow best in Central? Which trees grow best in the cattle corridors? We have those lists. They may not be exhaustive to that dot, but yes, they give a picture of what performs best in a given region. This was for the past 5 years. This is the first time we're having our climax event in the Soga region. And it wasn't by guesswork or by... But we had concrete reasons as to why we wanted to go to the Soga this time round. That is the Soga College near Hostinga. And the Igende Hills, doing planting around the Igende Hills. Igende Hills, this is... where we also have the headquarters for the Busoga Kingdom House. But also looking at the Busoga region as Busoga region, we all know that the world in the 60s and 70s, when Busoga was actually one of the food baskets for the country. And as we speak today, the region is highly degraded. Cassava significant environmental degradation, both for the ecosystem as an ecosystem, but also land productivity. And this has been largely due to the large open up of the ecosystem for the monoculture growing of sugarcane. So the region faces stress from climate change due to the issues of degradation, but also the masses are experiencing food insecurity and a number of issues that arise from degraded ecosystem, energy needs, because we all know that 75% of Uganda's population depends on wood fuel, that is charcoal and firewood, for their energy sources, and the region is highly strained. So we wanted to go there because roots is also about creating massive awareness on issues of environmental conservation. So we wanted to go and speak to the people of Busoga about their current status of the region and how we can restore this region with our conservation. But we have one major pre-event, that is the Busoga College Muiri Old Boys Homecoming Walk, which is scheduled for 27th of September, that is on Saturday. And this walk has three main flag of points on the same date, but different flag of points. The first flag of point is at Shelugogo, that will be at 5 a.m. And we anticipate that they will reach Jinja, Sidincha Hotel, at 9 p.m. The second flag of point is Mukono, that is Shell Mukono, the Shell that has KFC, from 7 a.m. and we expect them to be also in Jinja by around 9 p.m. Then the third flag off will be from Jinja, Amber Court roundabout, from 7 a.m. And we expect them to be in Muiri at 11 a.m. where there will be a tree planting event. Basically, this walk will involve the old boys of Muiri, the parents of Muiri, and all well-wishers, those that desire to be part of this course. It is open to everyone. And so when this is done, this will lead us to the National Tree Planting Day that is scheduled to take place on 3rd October at Busoga College Muiri, where we shall do tree planting on about 60 hectares. We intend to do about, 150 acres of planting on that day with an assortment of different indigenous trees. So on this day, every Ugandan, every well-wisher, everyone that is interested in seeing us restore our country's biodiversity and also everyone that is affected by the issues around climate change is invited to be in Amuri on that day. We hope that the King of Busoga, the Chavazinga, will officiate our function, and we also expect participants to be there by 7 o'clock, such that we can start our tree planting event with the actual tree planting. We are getting dirty on that day. So you come dressed as a forester, as a farmer, to be able to actively participate. So maybe my message out there is to invite everyone to join us, mm-hmm. to also enjoy, to employ the corporate company around ginger, around Busoga, around the eastern region, to come and join this call. We expect that this is a program that will live on now and for future generations. Yeah. And if we embrace it, it will have a great impact for us all. Like I did indicated, this national event is duplicated across different regions. But this year, because of unforeseen circumstances, we only have it in one region. But for the previous years, we've had one in the eastern, in the north, in central here, and in western Uganda. But this year around, because of a few features, we have not been able to duplicate it. But like I said, we are doing tree planting in 2 seasons. So every Ugandan who cannot be in Jinja is called upon to plant a tree in their backyard, in their compound, on their garden, at the roadside next to you. We call upon different institutions, the local government, to embrace their cause in their institutions. Schools can do the same. Hospitals can do the same. Where you can access land. If your neighbor can allow you to plant a tree for them, you can actually donate a tree to them. The Roots campaign focuses on creating awareness and creating awareness on reversal intervention. And reversal interventions include the actual tree planting. The reversal interventions include on sharing knowledge on energy-saving technologies, on a mindset shift from people thinking that trees just grow on their own, they don't need to be tended. We are changing mindsets and encouraging people to look at tree planting beyond planting the tree, but nurturing and growing this tree. So yes, the issues of deforestation are with us, and the trends are not good, and that is what this call addresses, to ensure that we have a reversal. But also I just want to note to Ugandans that with these initiatives and more other initiatives, we have had a slight increment in our tree cover as a country. If we all know that in the 1990s, we had our country forested to about 24%. In 2015, when we did the land with land cover assessment, the report indicated that our tree cover had dropped to 9%. But the recent land with land cover report that we have has also showed an increment, that we have increased to 12.9%. So this means that the efforts are bearing results, and we don't have to give up. There are a number of government initiatives that are in place and a number of players that are contributing to this cause. And Roots is one of those that is contributing to the rise in the country's forest cover. So if we maintain this consortium, if we continue to collaborate, and if Ugandans can listen to this call and take it upon themselves to plant a tree. When you plant this tree in your backyard, your children have shed. If you planted a mango tree, your children will enjoy a tree mango from the compound. So we have so many benefits that we can obtain from these trees planted just next to us. And that's what we call for every Ugandan to embrace. And in so doing, we shall be able to bring down the deforestation levels. But also one thing that we need to understand, there are a number of drivers to deforestation, and these drivers need to be addressed. The drivers include the high levels, of course, of population growth, but also the fact that we are looking at urbanization. We are extending our urban centers, but known in all areas that were earlier on forested. And this calls for integrated efforts from the different urban councils that are planning our cities, that are planning our urban centers, to have to incorporate green spaces within the urban centers. Because whether we want it or not, the populations will grow, and the urban centers will expand. But how do we plan ourselves? How do we plan to ensure that these green spaces are maintained? Even within the urban centers, we have expanses of land being opened up for agriculture. We can adopt agroforestry in a number of forms. So many people out there have discussed the issue of eucalyptus, of monoculture. But one general information I can give, there is no bad tree. There is no bad tree. Each tree has its function. But what happens is, where do you put this tree? If you want to put eucalyptus in a wetland, or if there's a wetland and plant eucalyptus, that is not right. Eucalyptus does not affect the soil catena or the given area or the productivity of that area. Some of these studies, they are not scientifically proven, but each tree serves a purpose. But how are we planning? How are we doing it? Are we cutting down a tree for us to plant? That is not right. It is not right for one to cut down a natural forest to plant the exotic. This commitment was the result of the 2.5 million hectares. When Uganda undertook what they call the Rome Assessment, we realized that as a country, we have potential land for restoration, which was about 8.5 million hectares. And a number of strategies since then have been developed. With the roots is one of them, a number of strategies, a number of restoration campaigns that contribute to this initiative. I don't have the actual statistics today that I can share with the country about where we have reached with the 2.5 million hectares, but what I can say that we have made tremendous commitment to this through the different initiatives. We've had programs that, for example, I don't know that you've heard of the SPGS program, which was a tree planting program, where we planted over 50,000 hectares. But also when you calculate roots alone annually, if we did the 40 million, we contribute over 100,000 hectares if we maintain the spirit. If we maintain the spirit, We usually, annually, we envisage to do 120,000 hectares. So this is just one of the initiatives, plus there are so many other initiatives that government is doing. For the listeners out there, I don't have the actual figures offhand and off-cuff, but this is something I can come back with. You know, there are a lot of efforts and the different projects.
Amanya Julius Ndagize, chairman wa Mubenda Affected Communities. Ndi musanyufu olunaku olwaleero olw'okuba nti mu kitundu tuline Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
And that all brings us to the end of our program today. Thank you for listening to us from wherever you are. We are here every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. You can listen to us online. You can listen to us online on www.witnessradio.org or by downloading the Witness Radio app from the Google Play Store. For any comments and interactions, do not hesitate to reach out to us on our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or by directly calling us on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.